81 degrees here in Music City. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from NPR News at 3:04. The Nashville Spanish language journalist who spent 16 days in ICE custody is sharing what her experience was like and lifting up the cases of other women she met while in detention. In an interview with her employer, Nashville Noticias, Stephanie Rodriguez Flores talks about the fear and uncertainty going days without talking to her husband or getting updates about her young daughter. She says conditions were inhumane, and she found herself even more affected by the things she saw than by what she directly experienced.
Es tan infrahumano todo lo que uno vive que al final uno queda como más golpeado por lo que ve que por lo que le toca.
One of the cases that really struck her was another young woman in the Louisiana ICE facility with a similar name, Estefanique Guagua Torres, who already spent months in detention. Rodriguez recounts the 24-year-old from Ecuador painting the moon and stars above. The painting cheered her up and reminded her of life on the outside. A judge has granted the woman bail, but Rodriguez says the woman hasn't been able to come up with the $15,000 needed to get her out. Rodriguez's family bailed her out of detention earlier this month. Her case remains ongoing. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the deadly school bus crash that killed two students from Montgomery County's Kenwood Middle School last week. Clarksville Now reports the federal agency will be looking into bus driver performance, the protection of student passengers, and school transportation oversight. They'll be coordinating with the Tennessee Highway Patrol and may have an initial report in as little as a month, though a comprehensive review could take more than a year. Tennessee is one of the nation's fastest growing states, and Davidson is Tennessee's fastest growing county. I guess it's still going to be pretty busy around here. You can hear more news at WPLN.org.